USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the White House, President Trump says they're making progress in getting the next phase of coronavirus relief money to small businesses.
Following a round the clock negotiations yesterday, the Senate answered my call to replenish the Paycheck Protection Program so that millions of additional American workers can keep getting a paycheck. We just increased it by $310 billion. I urge the House to pass the bill without delay. In our first round of funding, we provided nearly $350 billion, and it went at record speed to American workers and small businesses.
A rally in oil prices have given stocks a big boost. The Dow Jones was up 456 points, the S&P up 62, and the NASDAQ up 232. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Protesters in the United States have ignored public health officials and exposed themselves and others to COVID-19, and also put our nation's desperate efforts to mitigate the pandemic at risk. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Protesters are calling for the opening of the economy in Jefferson City. Meanwhile, the protests taking place in Michigan are not deterring Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
If you compare what's going on the ground here in Michigan, I know that we're going to have to be really methodical and data-driven about what sectors of our economy we engage and when. It is going to be a slow reentry.
These folks telling Fox News they're not happy with all the restrictions and lockdowns.
The statistics have shown there's no reason that healthy people should be forced to stay home. There's no reason for it right now.
We need to reopen the country, and we want our lives back.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Small Business Administration said it's informed thousands of businesses applying for emergency loans about a data breach that may have compromised their information. The SBA said nearly 8,000 applicants to its Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program were affected by the breach and were alerted to the event in a letter from the government. Discovered on March 25th, the breach may have allowed other applicants to view Social Security numbers, income amounts, names, addresses, and contact information. An agency spokesperson said they disabled the impacted portion of the website immediately and relaunched the application portal. The SBA said the affected applicants can request a year of free credit monitoring. Economic injury disaster loans, which in the past have been used to aid business owners facing losses from natural disasters, were greatly expanded under the $2.2 trillion CARES Act to cover businesses affected by the coronavirus pandemic. It now offers grants of up to $10,000 in addition to traditional loans. Unlike the Paycheck Protection Program created by the CARES Act, those seeking disaster loans apply directly via the SBA website. You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.